This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I myself am a coffee guy, but for the many millions of tea drinkers out there, y'all better step it up. The world's biggest tea seller announced today it's thinking about getting out of the game. Unilever, owner of Lipton for one, PG Tips for another, maybe you've heard of it. It says it's just not selling as much black tea, Earl Grey, English breakfast, as it used to. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino, Beverage Preferences Unknown, has the story.
Back in the day, Lipton and tea were almost synonymous, as seen on this 1950s TV commercial.
Lipton. More people drink it than all other teas combined.
Lipton tea hangs in my brain.
That's Iowa historian Maureen Ogle. When she was a kid and got sick, her mom would bring her two things, hot buttered Wonder Bread and a cup of Lipton.
Even today, if I smell a cup of Lipton tea, I completely connect it with being comforted. It's very Proustian for me.
Yeah, okay. But those warm memories aren't enough to get her to drink Lipton today, or eat Wonder Bread for that matter. Like many Americans, her tastes have gotten a little more sophisticated.
Today, consumers are looking for their foods and beverages to do more than just provide taste and sustenance.
Darren Seifer is a food industry analyst with NPD Group. He says people want products that seem unique or healthy. For tea, that means green or white or single-origin herbal infusions. Americus Reed is a marketing professor at the Wharton School of Business.
Consumers are connecting with these smaller niche, disruptive, innovative sorts of brands as part of an experience where they can almost immerse themselves into that story.
And basic black tea like Lipton? Not really inspiring. Tea still is one of the most consumed drinks in the world, but for Unilever, it's about growth, and there's not enough of that brewing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.